Covered a lot of ground today and dealt with life and death on a certain scope when we talked about the broadcast of Timothy McVeigh's execution. Also was reading that they were going to make a mini-series out of James von Prague's book about talking to heaven. And,
yes.
You know, he supposedly thinks he can talk to people who are already gone. All of which got me thinking a little bit about the afterlife, and I thought I might roll that into our regular segment, our Tuesdays with Maury segment, since it is a Tuesday. Now, some of you may know I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to spend 5 months or so with an old teacher of mine just as he was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease. Those were the last 5 months of his life. I'd been very close with him when I was back in college, had lost track of him for many years, but got back in touch with him just before he died, and we kind of did a last class on what's important in life right before you die. And that was our last venture together, and I ended up writing a book based on that experience to help pay his medical bills. And the book was called Tuesdays with Maury, and it's sort of taken on a life of its own. And a lot of people have called and written over the years that it's been out asking me if there were some other things besides what was in Tuesdays with Maury that I learned from my old professor. And so I thought, regarding the afterlife, which was a conversation I didn't put too much in the book, actually, about, but we did have some discussions about it. Now, obviously, when you are looking death in the face, as Maury was when you're dying from Lou Gehrig's disease, you start to think a whole lot about heaven and hell and what's going to happen next. And Maury was no exception. He had some thoughts. These from our original taped conversations when I asked Maury about what comes next.
I have a number of far-out friends are assuring me that there's a rebirth, or other friends that are telling me that consciousness goes on, that there is a higher power, and I'm saying, maybe. I don't know. I'm open to finding out. However, this is too harmonious, grand, and overwhelming a universe to believe that's all accident.
Now, lest anyone think that Maury, before he got sick, somehow was already enlightened on these subjects and thought a lot about it, I mean, he's like everybody else. Most of us don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about what's going to come next after our lives until all of a sudden we're really looking at dying. I don't know how much time, Kenny, Rachel, you've given to whether there's a heaven or a hell or where you're going to go next.
I think most of us, you know,
have a vague idea, right, and that's about it.
Right.
And Maury was really no different. In fact, he didn't think a whole lot was going to happen after he died. I asked him once specifically about that.
I think that's right.
Go in the ground.
Your bones rot, go into dust, you fly away, that's the end.
And of all the scenarios, if you could pick one that was actually your personal choice for being, which would it be?
That my consciousness goes on. I'm part of the universe.
Maury wanted to believe that there was something that came beyond death. I think all of us do. Some of us think that we're going to heaven. Some of us think there's going to be some pearly gates. Some of us even believe in reincarnation. And as a matter of fact, that was an idea that had crossed Maury's mind. And I asked him about that one time.
What would be your perfect idea of what happens after death?
Probably having a soul that went into the body of a newborn, lovely baby, male or female, and to help that good baby grow into a beautiful soul.
Now, whether or not we do get to go into a new baby or anything else for that matter, in a reincarnation, the question of what happens after life affects how people behave here. And that, I thought, was a bigger issue, because a lot of people, if they don't think that there's a heaven, then they, or something where they got to go, they don't worry about being good here because they figure there's no consequences.
Right.
And you know, I asked Maury about how crucial it was to believe that there has to be some kind of good thing coming in the afterlife in order to behave yourself here.
I don't think of those terms. I think of it, if you don't do something for other people, you're not fulfilling who you're meant to be. We are all meant to be helpful to each other, to be responsible for each other. It's true. There is no justice in this world, but it should make one fight harder for justice, since there's so little of it.
Now, that raises the interesting question, and I'm sure you've all asked yourself this, I have. How come, you know, we see bad people who are rewarded. They get rich.
Oh, I
they
know.
Get famous. They succeed. They get off. They don't have to suffer penalties. They don't go to jail. The Mark Riches of the world.
Right.
And you wonder, you know, well, how can they get away with this? And maybe these are people who don't believe that there's anything afterwards, that they're not going to have to pay any price because there's no hell, there's no heaven, there's nothing else that you have to go to. And so I did ask Maury one time, if there isn't any heaven, if there isn't any hell, then what is to keep a person from doing anything he or she wants, being as evil or as harmful as he or she wants to be? And this is what Maury said.
He can't be sure that he won't be paid back. You don't know. I don't know. He doesn't know whether his evil deeds will come back to haunt him. He'll never know. So if he wants to take that risk, it's up to him. But you don't act as a good person. You don't pursue justice and truth because you're going to be rewarded. You do it because it's the right thing to do now.
And that, to me, is the point of this whole little lesson. You don't behave morally or ethically or kindly because you're going to get some kind of prize at the end, because you don't want to rot in eternal flame, because you want to go to those pearly gates. You do it because it's the right thing to do now. As he said, now, here. I don't know what's going to happen next, and no religious leader, whatever, no matter full of their conviction, can 100% say for sure that they know either. But what's important is we do know that when we're here now, that there is a reward to just being kind and being decent and being part of a community anyhow. You don't have to wait until you get further on. You can see the reward in the smiles of the people that you help and the good that you do. And so no matter what you think of what's going to come next, that's basically the point, that you might as well be good here now. So that kind of wraps up our little Tuesday with Maury. And I think on a day that we're talking about possibly televising live executions, maybe we ought to think a little bit more about behaving ourselves down here a little bit and not just what comes next, although it is something to think about. I wonder about it.
Thanks, Mitch.
Is there a radio show where we're going next?
Sure.
Because if I have to do this all over again, I really want to know about
it. It'll be okay.
We do thank all of you for joining us today on the program. Those of you who are leaving us now, we'll be back tomorrow.